Do you sense any frustration for the Blue Jackets in that they've held two 3-1 series leads, as you mentioned, or two 3-1 game leads in Game 1 and 3, and they've let it slip both times, and as a result, they trail this series? Do you sense that this is a pretty frustrated group?
Yes, frustrated. I don't know, maybe not full frustration. Certainly there's a sense that they've let some opportunities pass here. I mean, this is a difficult time to suffer learning lessons, if you will. This is a really young team. It's hard to learn and win at the same time, I think, at this point of the season. But yeah, there's the sense that they could have won certainly one of the games that Pittsburgh did win. And there's also a sense by some that this could be 3-0 Columbus right now. But
yeah,
the reality is it isn't. I mean, I look at it this way, too. Pittsburgh can hang on for 50 minutes and run the game for 10 and win. Columbus can run the game for 50 and hang on for 10 and lose, and that's sort of what's happened in the first three games.
Yet, all three games have been one-goal games. That right. Can't be surprising for you. Like, were you expecting this to be a really close series going in?
Well, you know, I figured that the sense that the reality of it being a series rather than individual games would make it a little bit different and would benefit Columbus in a way. I mean, 0-5 against the Penguins in the regular season. It's obviously the skill matchup clearly goes to the Pittsburgh Penguins. But in a series, you have a chance to develop some things and build on some things and sort of lay the groundwork. If you're a hard-hitting, physical team, sometimes you can wear the other team down, and the longer the series goes, the better it is for you. And I think that's what Columbus has tried to create. The only problem is they've taken their foot off the pedal. They stopped really hitting, which is how they found success in the series. They've sort of dialed it back a little bit, and they've paid dearly for it.
Aaron Portsline's with us from the Columbus Dispatch. Joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Game 4 of the first round series between Columbus and Pittsburgh is at 5 o'clock our time. We'll have it for you here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Okay, you kind of touched on it briefly, but if you can go a little bit more in depth, what have you seen? How would you kind of evaluate Sergei Bobrovsky's first playoff series?
Well, what's interesting recently, the last game, a little bit into the second game, it was the way that Sergei Bobrovsky has been making rather routine saves and then showing the puck to the Penguins. He did a 10-second Statue of Liberty after his save in Game 3, and you're just kind of scratching your head wondering, what is the motivation here? Why would you poke the bear here? He's been okay. I don't think he's been great. I think, honestly, if you look at the whole picture, I think Fleury's been the better goaltender, which is certainly no recipe for success for Columbus. He's been okay. There's been a couple of goals in the first game that I think he'd like to have back. I didn't like the Orpik goal late in the second period in Game 3. There remains the fact that I think if Columbus is to have any prayer in this series, there's still time. It's only 2-1. It can be even after tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But Sergei Bobrovsky has got to be the better goaltender in this series, and I think he's got to be the Blue Jackets' best player. They haven't seen it yet.
The Blue Jackets have taken 17 minor penalties so far in the three games of this series. Are we talking about a discipline issue here?
To an extent, I think that's fair. What's curious to me is that they've been the more physical team. I mean, if you look at the stats, if you believe some of the RSS stats, they're way up in hits. I mean, it's something like 150-something to 75 or so. But oddly enough, a lot of these penalties have not been the result of physical play. Some have, but others have been kind of ticky-tacky penalties. I'm not suggesting Columbus has had the short end of the officiating here. I think both teams have been let down by the officiating. I think the league has been let down. There's been some very strange calls in stuff that typically doesn't get called in the regular season, much less playoff. Nick Foligno pulled up in front of full. Did he snow him? A bit? Yeah, he did. It was not a full. He could have gotten him a lot worse. Typically, that leads to a scrum. I've not seen it turn into a unsportsmanlike conduct
right.
penalty, but that's what called in Game 3, which seemed a little out of bounds to me.
It's interesting because a lot of people kind of were talking heading into this series about Columbus and certain players, Calvert and Dubinsky and maybe a few others, really kind of maybe going out of their way to get under the skin of some of the star players of the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think we've seen it at times, but has it been as much of a storyline as you thought it might be prior to the series beginning?
It has been a storyline. It has not been, in my mind, enough of a storyline or enough of an issue to be a bigger story. I think they've done a decent job. Boone Jenner's done a wonderful job. Brandon Dubinsky's done a great job checking Sidney Crosby. Deserves a lot more credit, but I still think there's another level of physicality that Columbus has not gotten to that they need to get to. I think Brandon Dubinsky, his role on this team in the playoffs has really become heightened, and it is to his credit, he's shown a lot of these younger players that it's okay to hit Sidney Crosby, that it is okay to physically confront him. I think in the regular season, in a lot of those games, you saw a real sense of awe with these young Blue Jackets and Crosby and Malkin and the other stars, and they've gotten over that pretty quickly, but I don't think they've hit them and confronted them and frustrated them as much as they want to.
Aaron Portsline's with us at the Columbus Dispatch. A few more as he joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. We've seen some pretty decent production through three games from Ryan Johansson and Jack Johnson. Brandon Dubinsky's got 4 points. Boone Jenner's had a good series. Like, how happy are they with some of these key members in their first real go-round in a playoff series, for most of them anyway?
Yeah, you know, I think they've been delighted by that. I think there was a whole team sense in Game 3, the first playoff game in Columbus in 5 years. The crowd was incredible. And I think maybe the moment was a little bit too big for some of those guys. And the only way to get through that, of course, is to get through it, is to experience it. They had some Game 1 jitters in Pittsburgh. I thought they had some Game 2 jitters in Pittsburgh. And I think it deflated them a bit in Game 3. I think they got out of their element a little bit. I think there was also a letdown at 3-1 when they took a 3-1 lead against Pittsburgh early in the third. I think they felt like they were in pretty good shape, and that's the worst kind of feeling to have against a team like the Pittsburgh Penguins. They say they've learned from it. I guess we'll find out. The only way to know is to see them handle that experience again.
Is with how close these two cities are to one another, Pittsburgh and Columbus, and knowing that now they're Metropolitan Division foes and they weren't before, as Columbus had played their entire time prior in the Western Conference, is this important in that maybe a rivalry starts to develop between these two teams?
Yeah, well, it can't hurt, of course. I mean, it's great. This is one of the reasons Columbus wanted to move east. They've already seen early signs of a really nasty rivalry with the New York Rangers, with the way that Rick Nash was treated when he came into town here in March. You're not going to have a rival until you break somebody's heart. I don't think there's any way around it. And Columbus has never done that. I think the entire league is sort of rooting for Columbus. You get that sense, like they're everyone's little brother right now, because they've not made anybody mad. They haven't pissed anybody off. They've got to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in the playoffs. Maybe they got to do it twice before it's a full-blown rivalry. But there is, you know, a three-hour drive here, and there's a lot of fans in Columbus, Ohio, who were Penguins fans before the Blue Jackets arrived. They do have a fan base here. But, yeah, I think there's this sense that it could be a real rivalry. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, the Rangers, Toronto even, and Buffalo. I mean, there's so many teams close by. I think all of those things are possible.
Final thought for you, and that is kind of what we saw for the majority of Game 3, and perhaps we'll see again in Game 4 at Nationwide Arena. Like, watching on TV, it sounded like that was a pretty fired-up building, and I know that third-period stretch where the Penguins scored 3 times silenced it pretty quickly, but you've seen so many games in that building, and you've seen this team even play playoff hockey before in that building. Is that as fired-up a group as you've seen Blue Jackets fans in your time covering this team?
It is, yeah. I think there's a couple that have come close. The playoff game, Game 4 against Detroit, they were swept in that series. They never had the lead in that series, but it was a 6-5 game, a wild game. The building was rocking that night. The first game in franchise history was an absolutely enormous night for the city. That was a big deal. But there's a sense now in the building that Columbus now is experiencing what it means to be a professional sports team town, to have a team that is going toe-to-toe with the elite teams, is in the playoffs, is in the upper half of the league in terms of quality NHL team. They feel like it's arrived as an NHL market. That's the sense I get. It was different this time. Last time in the playoffs, they came home with a 2-0 deficit. No one gave them a prayer against the Red Wings. This time, that win last Saturday in Pittsburgh, I think it gave the locals here a fighting chance. It gave them a sense that maybe this could be an interesting series. And, I think it's at an all-time high.
Aaron, appreciate this. Enjoy Game 4 tonight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Aaron Portsline of the Columbus Dispatch, down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline.